Hi there, it's Rocket in here. How are you doing? So anyway, yesterday I started about podcasting that first day issue stamp from Rexford A. Bristol, Chairman Board of Directors, from a company called the Foxborough Company in Foxborough, Massachusetts. And this time, my second podcast is all about the inauguration stamp for Richard Nixon. And here's the letter, dated January 20, 1969. Mr. A. M. Smith, Plant Engineer, Uniroyal Inc., Chemical Division, P.O. Box 53217, Baton Rouge, Louisiana 70805. He goes, "Dear Mr. Smith, after the sound and fury of a presidential election campaign, traditionally relative quiet because of the political scene for a spell, period. During this time, the new White House occupant usually is accorded a respectful interval for outlining his administration goals, as well as method of achieving them. This period of calm also translates into a fleeting reflective moment, an opportunity for stock-taking and re-evaluation by all of us, period." Second paragraph. "Right now, at this troubled juncture in our national life, the prayers and good wishes of every American should be overflowing towards Richard Nixon to exercise clear visions and faultless judgment. For never has the world been more impatient of miscalculation. Never has it more intolerant of action, errors of misadventures. Third paragraph. "On the subject of newness, perhaps you'll notice a change in the design of our letterhead. The reason for our new look is simply we're outgrown our past. 60 years ago, when Foxborough was founded, the USA was our sole market, period. Today, the whole free world knows and uses Foxborough instrument, period. Foxborough representatives are in 43 different countries, period. Our manufacturing plants are in seven foreign lands, period." Last paragraph. "To pull together this scramble, to establish an easily recognizable identity, we have standardized on a new trademark design, period. Henceforth, at home and abroad, all our instruments, and all our office branches, all our manufacturing facilities will carry this new and readily distinguishable identification, period. Cordially, the Foxborough Company." As usual, it was signed by Rexford A. Bristol. It's actually a real handwriting in blue pen. Chairman Boards of Directors. So this is my podcast for today, and as usual, I'm going to take a picture of this letterhead with the stamp as well, letting you know that what I am talking about is really is in my possession. So anyway, how do you like it? Thank you for listening. Talk to you soon, or come back again. Bye.